You have got to be kidding me.
What is good, everybody? It is the one and the only C to the J.
And I'm last name Scott.
And this is Seriously Bro Podcast. We take everything serious.
And not so serious.
And ladies and gentlemen, we already came at you with that good shit. Now we about to come at you with that fire shit. You ready for it?
I'm ready, sir.
I'm ready. As a matter of fact, fuck it. Let's just hop into it, right? So, discussion for this topic is giving people their flowers. Like, this conversation, this episode is giving people their flowers, right?
I don't believe in that. I'm being dead ass shit. I don't believe in the whole giving people their flowers, so.
I was not expecting him to say that shit, but nah, why don't you expect people to give their
flowers? I don't know, bro. It's just like, I guess it might be the sense of when people use that term, like,
So what do you mean the term of flowers? I'm sorry, you was actually about to explain that.
I guess people give you your just due. Like, I've done. People don't recognize what you've done until you're gone. So let me give you your flowers while you're still here.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that. I don't think the people that really deserve flowers give a fuck about when people give them their flowers or not. I don't think people care about that. Like, even me, I mean, like, even though my bouquet of flowers might not be big as Stevie Wonder's, when somebody want to give me my flowers, I don't care, bro. I didn't do what I did for you to congratulate me. I just did it because I like doing
it. It's not about congratulating you. So I think the thing you think about flowers is congratulating you. It's not about congratulating you. It's about telling you that you mean something to me.
I feel like that's congratulations.
No. It's not congratulations. Congratulations is congratulations on this accomplishment. Congratulations on doing this. Congratulations on that. But my thing is, me giving me your flowers is letting me know how much you mean to me.
Who do you think right now that's alive and well right now deserve flowers? Anybody. Because I'm pretty sure the silver. So in the sense of how people use the word, so or let's use that
honest,
phrase.
Let's be honest. Say it. Let's be honest. Kobe Bryant.
No, I said who's alive.
Oh, who's alive right now? Okay, I say who's alive right now who definitely needs the flowers. Like you said, Stevie Wonder is somebody that needs the flowers. We didn't think Prince is going to be taken away from us. He needed his flowers.
Michael Jackson. So you say Stevie Wonder because you're telling me a lot of people that's passed.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder definitely needed his flowers. Like,
okay, bro, I don't think Stevie Wonder don't know that how good he is. I don't think he don't know that.
He know how good he is. My thing is
he don't need to know that people appreciate him. But
my thing is the world would sit here and be in such distraught about his death. You know what I'm saying? So for instance.
Stevie Wonder's passed?
No.
Okay, bet. Okay, just making sure.
Exactly. It'd be like, goddamn.
Exactly.
Nigga, I'm listening to goddamn Stevie Wonder for the next goddamn 2 days.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, my grandma Jackie had a friend that had she had her own funeral. It's a thing. Like, people will have their funerals. They see how many people come out their funerals and stuff. Because for instance, you know you got, like, it's hypothetical. You know you got some dying disease. And it's like, well, I want to have a funeral while I'm still alive so I can see who is going to come.
I didn't know people really did that. But
yeah, my grandma had somebody do that. She went to a funeral. They took pictures together, like, all kind of shit. And, like, she died, like, a month later. My thing is, you don't know when you're going to go. So for me, for instance, God forbid, be honest, God forbid, anything ever happens to you, you would never know how much.
Wait a minute. You can't say God forbid and then put me in this. Put yourself in this situation. God forbid something happens to me. Say that.
God forbid. No. What?
Say God forbid something happens to me.
I know.
As in you. You can't say God forbid and then put it on somebody else.
God forbid you pass away. That's what I'm trying to say.
You got to put it on somebody, you know, like your immediate family or something. You can't put it on just a random nigga. God forbid something happens to this nigga right here. You can't do that.
That's why I said, nigga, I don't care about that random ass nigga. Nigga.
Okay. All right, Hugo, I'm sorry.
I hope you don't die.
All right, God forbid
anything happens to you, Brad, my thing is, you will never know how much you mean to me, bro. And my thing is, I feel like from
CJ,
my,
I don't need to. CJ,
you might not, bro. You don't feel you. For one thing, I feel like your argument without meaning anything. All our brodies out there should know that your argument about, like, family names, like, you mean anything to them, is just out the window. Like, I don't, as a matter of fact, I think even having this conversation with you right now is just, like, out the window. Because at the end of the day, it does not mean shit to you. Because my thing is, you got
no, I'm not, but I'm not, but I feel like that's different though, because I mean, like, you kind of shed light on me to a certain degree on why family names mean so much to you, even though you didn't change my mind about it, but it's like, you shed light onto why you feel that way. But,
okay.
I'm saying that Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, all these great iconic people don't give a fuck about what people think about them. I don't think that to a certain degree. Like, yeah, they're entertainers, but they entertain in the midst of, like, their life. So I saw it. So even though y'all didn't go on Twitter and say, hey, I meant this much to you, or whatever the case may be, they don't care. You ain't got to have no deep thought. Like, I think about how Justin Bieber was like, he was like, Chris Brown, let's give him his flowers now while he's still here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, the fuck are you talking? I don't understand that. Give him his flowers because what? He's a great R&B artist. Okay, big. Congratulations. He is. There's no doubt about that. But as far as like giving somebody the flowers, I don't understand that. I don't understand.
Do you understand you had the same kind of argument about the whole entire last name thing? My thing is, you felt like the last name does not matter unless they accomplish something.
To the masses.
It doesn't matter to the masses. It's about matter what individually.
And then that's when I said that. CJ, we talked about this, and I said that.
I said,
if you cannot keep the lineage of your family going, then that's a problem internally. That's a problem with your family.
I mean, no, I'm
because like I said, our grandfather.
Hopefully, Kanye kids can ever match up, but at the end of the day, like we said, LeBron kid would never match up to him. So at the end of the day, it's going to be a downgrade. But I'm saying it's the
downgrade, and don't matter. It's about keeping that lineage going because you might not succeed as much as your predecessors.
Yeah,
but as long as you keep the lineage going, your name don't matter. Your name don't matter. You might not have kids, whatever the case may be. I'm not wishing that on you. I'm just saying that. I don't wish that on you. But Ashley or Kim can just keep that name going by telling people about you and your father and your grandfather on your dad's side.
You right. Word of mouth. This is how history happens. You remember you said you would never, while you was watching that movie, you said, oh, I would never sit there right now.
I would never think to do that. Yeah,
you didn't do that because at the end of the day, you would never think about sitting there and telling everybody about how your granddaddy, Alderman, sitting there did X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Me, no. That name is dead. I'm sorry, but that name is dead after goddamn.
No, it's not because there's no way possible that I'm going to let it die. Now, my kids might let it die, but not me. I'm not going to let it die.
I said, after me, that name is damn near dead.
My thing is, the fact of the matter is, my last name will never die. You got to understand this, though. The only people that's going to care about is your family. And if you can't keep your name alive within your family, that's your problem internally within your family.
Okay.
I'm glad I got the last word, though.
But the thing I was trying to tell you is that, like, giving somebody their flowers while they're still alive is so important. The reason I say that is because I think it had to be 2017 because I didn't cross then, it'd be 2017. Like, this is my first time, it was final season, I took an Adderall for the first time, and I was just like, bro, I need to stay up. And I did all my work within like an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, some shit like that. So I was sitting there, I was just up, and I was sitting thinking. I was like, yo, grandma's birthday about to come up, we need to do something for her. She about to turn 88 or 89, one of the two. I was like, we need to do something for her. So I got all her grandkids, all her great-grandkids, all her kids. And these are like 30, 40, 50 people. The only people that showed was three people. In those very understanding circumstances, they didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
We showed up, and grandma didn't know nothing. I gave my grandma her flowers right then and there. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Grandma turned 90 like over COVID. We couldn't do nothing for her. So we sat in there and did like a little Zoom thing. I gave her flowers again there.
Because
I put that shit together. My thing is, bro...
My thing is, from
my understanding, they talk to her every now and then. You know what I'm saying? When I'm back home, I go to her house at least once a week, you know what I'm saying, to talk to her and just feel like, you know what I'm saying, she feels special because at the end of the day, we talk to her every now and then. But at the end of the day, she created the whole entire kingdom. And from my understanding, she does not realize that she created a whole kingdom. You get what I'm saying?
From your understanding, I don't even know what that means from your understanding. Because that's your perspective of what...
She created a whole entire family tree.
Yeah, that's your perspective.
And like, she got generations.
That's your perspective.
So my thing is, she needs...
Have you ever asked her that before? Have you ever asked Big Mom that before?
No, but I'm saying it...
Okay, then. So maybe you ask her, do you understand what you did? And she'd be like, what did she say? Yes, I do. Do you understand we really appreciate this? Yes, I do.
But do she really know that we really appreciate it?
You're giving somebody flowers because of you.
No.
Yes, it does because, yeah, to me it does because I don't think that Chris Brown don't understand what he brought to R&B. I don't think that's the case. I don't think that 1,000 people tweeting it, retweeting it, or whatever the case may be, is going to make him understand anymore that I was a beast within R&B. I don't think that's going to change his mind about that.
Okay, how about this?
It might be good to hear it, and I can understand that, but I don't think that's why. I don't think somebody gave a phrase to be like, I want to make him feel good about his accomplishment.
Okay, J. Cole sit here and produced some best music out there ever, but he said and did a tour. Like he sold out multiple albums. He went platinum on albums, right?
Yeah.
But he said and did a tour.
Yeah.
But nobody came out.
Okay.
Do you think that? Oh, he's like, oh well, I did this, I did that. People must not really like my music.
I don't know, bro. I can't answer that one.
So my thing is for when people come out and he's sitting there, and for him to sit here and say, I can't think of a song right now. But for him to sit here and say this, like just do this and let the crowd rap. That's him. And he sold out the whole entire Atlanta Stadium or the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. He know he just did some shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? You coming out is giving people your flowers. You know you.
I'm no, sorry, no, no, I don't. No, I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case either. I wouldn't incorporate people coming to see my show to people giving me my flowers.
My thing is, flowers is equal to appreciation.
I have a friend, Camille. You met him before. Her boyfriend went to a 21 Savage concert with. I think it was J. Cole was there too. I think maybe I'm not sure about that. Mm-hmm. He did not know one 21 Savage song at all. But yeah, he still went there because she wanted to go. So he wasn't giving her no goddamn. He wasn't giving him no goddamn flowers. I get it. But like I said, I understand what the phrase is meant for. I just don't think that it is what people think it is. Because I don't think the people that are receiving the flowers give a fuck about what y'all think.
Okay, for instance. So I cannot think. You know Taraji P. Henson played this. This lady, I cannot think of her name. I do apologize, but she was AKA shout out to you, fam. She was she was one of the first black women to work on like figuring stuff out to go to the moon.
Hidden Figures,
yes, right. My thing is, nobody knew who that woman was. Did you know who she was before she did that movie?
No, I did not.
Exactly,
because I don't keep up with that, bro. But, it's a lot but, of. But, I don't know who discovered the first Tyrannosaurus Rex artifact, bro. Because I don't keep up with that. I don't keep
she
up with that.
She was still alive. What I'm trying to say is she was still alive when she got that. When she
you
when
didn't
she made
know about that because you don't give a fuck about who exactly. went to the moon. Would you get somebody
to fly? I didn't know a black woman was one of the most integral parts of doing that shit.
If you knew that, you would have did something about it.
I give my appreciation to her. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. I give my appreciation to somebody that did that. Like
I don't agree.
That I was... Like
you appreciate somebody doing so. You appreciate it because she's black, or you appreciate it because she went to the moon, or because she helped people get to the moon.
I appreciate it because she was black, and that story was never got told. Because all you know was whatever his name is, something Armstrong. Oh, this land is my land, is your land on the fucking moon. Like my thing is, you only know about that, but you don't know about the people that helped get them to that point.
Okay.
My thing is Quincy Jones.
Mm. We knew. We all knew.
But my thing is, a lot of this music, a lot of this day and age is going to die off. And my thing is, people will never appreciate who Quincy Jones was. People not know that Quincy Jones was goddamn
the... A lot of these people don't care, though, bro.
My thing is, let's say, for instance, my little cousin, random-ass nigga. Oh, Fresh Prince was fire.
It was.
I love Fresh Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love the Thriller. I love that. I love Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
But Quincy Jones is like, oh, this man did all that? Mm-hmm. He did all that?
Mm-hmm.
My thing is giving people their flowers, allowing that thing is, it's not just giving them the flowers, it's a show appreciation. It's also showing acknowledgement to the past figures and giving them that shining light to let them know that they're appreciated. Because my thing is, for instance, is there some people that you would, right now, that you would be able, past or present, that you would no.
I can't think of anybody.
Let me say past. That you will be able
in the past.
That you will wish you'd be able to sit down with right now and have a conversation with and let them know how much you love them, how much you appreciate them, this, that, and other. Because there's some people I know there's a lot
of but I will let somebody know in hindsight, thinking about it now, which that's what hindsight means, but think about it now, how much they meant to me.
That's the only thing about flowers.
No, because it's about
hindsight.
No, it's not. Because, bro, that's more intimate. That's more intimate than it is to let a nigga know what you cared about his craft. The nigga know because you ate, sold out millions and millions of albums.
We're not just talking about craft. We're talking about just personal, too.
You don't know these niggas personally. Yes or no?
I regret that I never seen this song. Matter of fact,
you don't know them personally.
I don't know them personally. No.
Okay, bet. That's what I'm saying. Brandon, you only care about the craft. And these niggas know you care about it because you bought it. And if you say, hey, I bought your album, he can be like, I don't give a fuck, bro, but thank you. I don't know who you are. Or he might say, thank you, bro. I appreciate that. But at the end of the day, he don't care about you saying that to him.
You do not. Okay, so my thing is.
Yes, I do know that.
You do not. You okay.
I do know that, bro. He's not going to remember CJ being like, yeah, I bought your album, bro.
Have you ever
you think, and I don't know who we're talking about right now, but any insert name here. You think about he cares about any autographed album that he ever signed before? No, he does not. Maybe the first one and maybe the last one. That's it.
He don't know his last goddamn one gonna be though. That's what I'm trying to tell you. My thing is, I'm trying to tell you, flowers. When you get somebody their flowers, you give it like for me. Let's say for instance, like I was trying to say is, I regret and like flowers is also a thing of regret as well. My thing is. If I'm trying to give you flowers, I'm trying to give you like my respect. I regret that I've never been able to see Kobe Bryant play. The moment I regretted that was the moment he retired. The moment I wish I would give him his flowers is the moments that I could have sat here and watched him play. I never was able to sit here and show my appreciation to a nigga that had a great craft. My thing is, nigga, you know how much I dislike Kobe. You know this.
No, I don't. No, I mean, you dislike him? No, I don't know that.
Okay, so we never had so many arguments about how
LeBron I never correlated that to dislike, but I understand
So I disliked him, but I respected him as well.
Okay, I got that. Okay.
My thing is, I disliked him a lot, right? Okay. But at the end of the day, no cap. I'm not gonna lie to you. The moment I found out Kobe died, nigga, I shed a couple tears. Cause that shit hurt.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? I wish I was able to sit here and go see a goddamn him talk. Or him go see a basketball game. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with LeBron. Me and Chan was talking about, like, bro, it's crazy that we're sitting here spending $300 to see LeBron.
All right, bet. Let's do this then. I get what you're saying now. When you say, let me give them my flowers right now, I understand that. When people get on Twitter and Instagram and tweet, let us give them our flowers now, that don't make no sense to me. That don't make no sense to me. Because you're telling me, like, I wish I had the opportunity to show this nigga how much they meant to me, or show this person how much I respect them, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But for somebody to be like, let us do this, it's like, nigga, they know that there's people out there that care. So if you're having a more intimate conversation with somebody and saying, like, yo, I wish I had an opportunity to let them know how much I care, I feel like that's more intimate because, like...
I gotta say something that's going like I don't know if you want.
Well, go ahead and say it.
So,
go ahead and say it.
For instance,
don't piss me off though. But go ahead.
It's not gonna piss you off. So
you said instance, it was.
Yeah, I mean it could. It possibly could.
Don't do that.
So my thing is, I think that, for instance, when somebody give you flowers, it means that they how much they care for you, even if it's a mass population or it could be a single individual. That means for me, I just feel like somebody gave you flowers.
That's what I understand because you're saying it from you're saying I want to do this for me to show them. They're doing it for in the sense of like, let us show them when they already know because you already showed it in the numbers of sales and the number of shows that you already showed up at. They notice. They already notice.
Okay,
they notice.
You have a point from
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying, though. But when you're describing it from your instance and saying like, I want to do this for me to show them. Like I want to do this. I wish I had an opportunity for me to show them this.
No. So you're right in the essence, but I'm trying to show you how much I care for you, Brad. What I'm trying to show you is, for instance,
my name is not Brad, but you go.
That's your white
but,
name.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to, and Carl is my white name, by the way. But my thing is, for instance, when you got a gift last year.
Yeah.
For me, I've never got, I've never got a, I never got a single gift from anybody that meant that much to me to know that they cared about me like that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my thing is that in itself is showing that they are really in tune with you to know that they their appreciation for you.
I get that part.
So my thing is even in a mass for instance, when Dave Chappelle got his Mark Twain Award, that whole night was to show his appreciation.
Them ain't flowers up, bro. That's a whole award.
Let me finish.
That's a whole award.
Let me finish. Let me explain to you about that award. That award and people coming out.
Not the same thing.
Let me finish.
Damn.
A lot of people come, everybody from stars to all this. And people coming up there and speak for him that you ever never even know. I cannot think about the nigga name. That dude that played on Hangover. He slick hair back.
Bradley Cooper.
I never knew.
They did a movie together.
I knew they did one movie together way like recently though, like back in 2000.
Yeah, it went.
I never knew that they were that close for somebody to sit there come for him to come and speak on him about that.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying? So my thing is, I'm learning new, different things about Dave Chappelle. My thing is, people came out to show their respect for his career.
That's a whole different thing, though, bro. You're talking about people that don't... No, I'm not going to say that don't matter. You're talking about people on the internet saying, let's show such and such how we feel about them by acknowledging them in this moment or whatever, before they go. And then you have another instance where let's honor such and such by giving them an award. That's a completely different thing. To me,
I think the flowers equals the award.
No,
flowers even in that essence about the Hidden Figures. I think the flowers and giving her the flowers and showing a light on who this woman is giving that her flowers to her. Because she was showcasing that.
I can kind of see that to a certain degree.
I think flowers are given to people. Even that, remember that Black Godfather show on Netflix?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know about that nigga. That's giving them flowers to him.
Kind of to a certain degree.
Before he dies, it's sitting in the show, like for me.
Bet. So would you say that Cocaine Cowboys?
I never saw that movie
before. Okay, but there's a lady, I don't know her name. I think it's like Griselda Blanco or something. Like I don't know her name, so forgive me. But she goes by the godmother.
Okay.
It's about her selling cocaine to people and killing people.
Yeah.
Would you say that's giving her flowers? Or is that just a documentary explaining to what this person brought to the drug game in Miami?
I get where the point you're trying to go into, but my thing is, if her life was impactful to people.
It was impactful to the drug game in Miami because the drug game in Miami is still big to this day. And Miami was a place where old people went to retire. Because we all know Florida is where old people go to retire, but it used to be like Miami. Yeah, like that's where old people go. But now that shit is party central because of the dope game. And that's facts.
But okay, great. But my thing is when you give flowers to somebody, you're giving them respect. You're giving them like showing them how impactful their life was and meaningful to you.
Okay.
So even if that was hypothetically, so even if you said, oh, that's she was the godmother of the shit, my thing is, if she was a godmother, but she was still giving back to her community.
No, she was taking lives.
Okay, great. That's not really giving somebody their flowers. That's showing somebody that, oh, that she was fire at what
well,
she
I guess,
was doing.
I guess I only brought it up because did. You brought up in the sense of a biopic or a documentary. A
no.
And that it was the same thing
but,
for
but in that biopic, I was talking about The Godfather. It was hell of people that you did not even think. That was nigga from Barack to goddamn Clinton. This nigga helped all them niggas get elected in the presidency. This nigga, people said, if you want to get elected, you got to go through.
I think you're saying that because it was a more positive experience than it was with COVID.
Even if it was negative. For instance, that movie that Denzel Washington played with that, I cannot think of it. It's
Journal. Flight?
No. It's like something, American Gangster.
Oh, yeah.
I can think it's his last name. Yeah, Joyner, I think it was. I can't think it was his last name. He was a positive figure.
Who? Like,
the dude who played, Denzel played. He was a positive figure, even though he's...
Because he gave out turkeys on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
I'm joking, bro. I'm joking.
Okay,
I'm joking.
No, I'm not, bro. But
he was doing good in his community. He was not selling drugs to young people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was not doing shit to young people. He was sitting there trying to help people out, bro. He was sitting there helping his family out. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, in the police report,
everybody that sells drugs is trying to help their family out. But regardless of all
I said community out too. A lot of motherfuckers ain't helping the community, bro.
Well, that's true. That's true too, though. But regardless of that, I get where you're coming from. I feel like that phrase and the actions that come with that phrase don't add up. I don't feel like they add up.
I think okay, so from
because I mean, and
from your instance, it doesn't add up because you don't know. Let's say if it's Stephen Warren to say, oh, nigga, I made millions. People come out of shit, nigga. If I walk, nigga, bitch,
I already know I respect it.
Until you know, and I appreciate it. Until you know what Stevie Warner actually thinks, you will not actually know.
Yeah, but no.
Because of stats.
Yeah, I get that.
But you don't think that until Stevie Warner knows.
You're right about that. You're right about that to a certain degree. I don't know for a matter of fact, but I can say that if a nigga was at a certain point in life and he started making music and then he literally or gradually started getting to a better point in life financially and status wise, I could feel like he would appreciate that. And even if he don't appreciate it, I'm pretty sure that he knows he's appreciated just because of the fact of the numbers and awards that he won along his journey.
All I gotta say is that if next year, God forbid, is my last birthday, I'm pretty sure 1,000 people will come out for my freaking birthday. But the thing is, I'm pretty sure I'll have people tell me happy birthday, but only 3 people or 4 people will show it to my fucking dinner. That's all I'm trying to say.
I don't know what that means.
So my thing is, if I know 100 people and I know 95 will come, I said, on my 27th birthday is gonna be my last birthday, I'm pretty sure 95 people will come out. And I'm pretty sure 80 people will tell me happy birthday. So 80 people tell me happy birthday, if they knew it, like, oh, this is Carlos' happy birthday. Hey, happy birthday, Carlos. But if they knew this is gonna be my last birthday, I'm pretty sure everybody will come out to that shit.
I don't get that.
You see more people at your funeral than you see at your birthday party.
That's a whole different thing, bro. Your mom's gonna be at your funeral. If you were to pass right now, your mom's gonna be at your funeral, but your mom's not coming to your birthday party.
All I'm saying is more.
Your mom's coming to your funeral, but she's not coming to your birthday party.
You know the analogy I'm trying to make, but you just trying to be.
I'm not trying, bro. You're
being a devil advocate.
You're bringing up the numbers.
The analogy I'm trying to make. You're being a devil advocate.
You're bringing up the numbers. I'm telling you that you're right, but in the sense of Gramps ain't coming to your birthday party, but he's coming to your funeral.
Nigga, you're not coming to my fucking funeral either.
Yes, I. What are you talking about,
brother? You are 10 years older than me.
Are you serious? I wouldn't come to your. Okay, anyway,
my funeral.
Why would I not come to your funeral, bro? Are you dumb?
You talking about in the essence of like, these niggas gonna be passed away by the time I die.
No, you said if your 27th birthday was your last birthday, that'd be next year, and hopefully I'll still be living. I'm coming to your funeral. Okay.
I think if I was a naturally die. That's what I thought.
I was going by the analogy you gave me. But like I said, though, honestly, I get what you're saying, but I just don't agree. Also, I feel like people get more flowers during their funeral than they do in regular life. And so I feel like people saying we need to appreciate you before you die. And my thing is this. I feel like.
Ladies and gentlemen, he just made my point. Thank you. You made my point. You're rich shit. I'll push it. You made my point. That's the whole point I'm trying to say. Why give people their flowers when they're dead instead of giving them the flowers when they're alive? That's the only point I've been trying to make. That's the whole thing about flowers. You should have had an argument for 28 minutes for sitting there saying that shit. We literally said an argument about that. And you said they agree with me.
I'm not saying that, bro. I'm not saying this is what I'm saying though. I feel like people that are these celebrities that people make these cool. People don't be like, give my grandma her flowers right now. Give my father his flowers right now. Give my mom her flowers right now. People say that about celebrities only.
Oh, no. I guess we're in two different realms because I'm trying to give everybody. Like, my thing is, Brandon.
Now you're bugging.
No,
now you're bugging. Yes,
no,
you are.
No, I'm not bugging.
Who
was ever. I'm to my grandma, nigga.
Who, what viral tweet or Instagram, whatever the fuck.
I'm not talking about what social media or the masses thinking. I'm trying to tell you what, I'm trying to give people my flowers now. I'm trying to give you your flowers and let you know how much it mean to me. I said I'm trying to give my grandma how much her flowers, how much it mean to me because, nigga, she's fucking 92, 91. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to give these people their flowers and let them know how much they mean to them.
You're right. You did bring it up as an example, and I get that. I'm telling you that from the masses, what I see off internet, and then, for one, I don't believe everything I see on the internet, and I don't go by what I see on the internet. I'm just going based. That phrase was popular on the internet.
Yeah.
So I'm going by that, where it initiated and where I see it most of the time and where I hear it most of the time.
Based off of that,
I don't feel like the people that are trying to give flowers to need them just in the first place because they already know.
Well, my thing is, a lot of my friends, for instance, I had a friend that passed away last year. Well, not last year, last month. Well, not last month, in September, right?
Yeah.
great soul. I'll tell you, this girl, I've never saw this girl not smile. Like, she's just a beautiful, like Erykah Badu type soul, type, like, you know, life, bro. She's just a beautiful soul, bro. I would never be able to say, yo, every single time I came around you gave me, like, you made my heart warm because how, like, happy you was around. Actually, you used to joke around with her. She's coming to around the house. I used to joke around with her all the time. But at the end of the day, she just put a smile on her face. My thing is with you, or even my friends, like, I'll randomly text all my friends, like, yo, thinking about you, just let you know. That's a flower. That's a
petal. And I get that, bro. And I get it for everyday people or people that aren't of the same status of a celebrity or especially an icon. But iconic people that these people that I see people referring to, I don't think they want it. Or I ain't gonna say they want it, but they don't need it because they already know because they are an icon. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay, I get that
and
point.
Even if you bring up somebody like Jackie Robinson, maybe him because he's iconic, but I think it was a point in time
that
where.
They ain't know that shit.
Exactly.
He didn't know what he did.
Exactly. So I get that.
Rosa Parks didn't know what she did.
But in the midst of this generation, I believe that. But when you want to talk about give Rosa, we should have gave Rosa Parks her, or we want to give Harriet Tubman before it was a phrase. I feel like yes, that's necessary. And then everyday people, I feel that's necessary. But these niggas right now when we live in the Twitterverse, I don't feel like it's necessary because they already know.
My point is the point I'm trying
they
to make
get
is,
at every day.
The point I'm trying to make is giving people their flowers they didn't even know. Like I said, I would have never knew even to this day. I don't even know that lady's name of the Hidden Figures, but that was something I watched. And I was like, yo, this is incredible that a black woman was able to sit here and make an impact on something that was historic for the United States of America, and nobody would ever known that if that would have never came about. That's all I'm trying to say. And she was giving her flowers. She was honored at the BET Awards. She was doing all that shit. Because at the end of the day, people arose for her. That's all I'm trying to say. But at the end of the day, what I want to ask you is, if you could have a sit-down talk with anybody that's gone away, who would it be?
My great-grandfather.
Why is that?
Just my mom. And my family speaks highly of him. And he seemed to be like a man's man, I guess you would say. But then he was also like, once he got his check, from what I understand, he would just give it to my great-grandmother, and she would do that shit what she wanted to. In the sense of, like, she would pay for the bills, and she would manage the money. So the money, he would make the money, but then she would manage it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't think a lot of men would do that. And I mean, that's a different time, too, though. So I wouldn't expect for a lot of men to do that, but I mean... Yeah, I mean, just the way people talk about him and stuff, and I would just like to have. And then we were, and it's so crazy. I'm gonna say we were close, but I don't think he knew my name. But I think we were close. But he used to call me Pete. I'd be like, "That's not." I remember one day when I finally got older enough, and I was like, "That's not my name." He just started laughing at me. It's just not funny, nigga. That's not my name, bro. That's not my name, bro. You're like, "Come on, Pete." I'm like, "That's not my name." I'm sure he's tall as fuck. And I'm looking up, he looking down at me, just started laughing in my face. I'm like, it's not funny.
That's why he called you that, bro. Because people call me names. I at the end of the day, when some people call me names, I just go to them.
Yeah.
Like, I got people call me Lil Bill.
No, that's different.
I answer to it.
That's different.
Okay, I get it.
There's no reference to Pete. There's no Lil Bill. Then you know why they call you Lil Bill.
One of my teachers in high school used to call me Roscoe. She said, "You look like a Roscoe. I'm going to call you Roscoe." And she said, "Roscoe." I was like, "Yes, ma'am." She's like, what's the little
You ever heard order? That? You ever heard that saying, "It's not what you call me, it's what I answer to"?
Okay, nigga. Fuck you. But anyways, I guess my person will be my grandfather as well. Cause like
your grandfather?
Yeah, my grandfather. Nah, on my dad's side.
On your dad's side.
Yeah, my dad's side. Yeah, because like I said, I have many people. Up until 2019, I have nobody pass away. Immediate family until this is my granddaddy. So the thing is, I remember certain stuff from him. So I remember like, one thing about I don't know, orange watermelon, and he gave me some. I had made a very slick joke. He like had a knife in his hand. He said, "I'll cut that out of you. Say it again." And I was like, "Oh, I remember that part. I remember that." And then also, I also remember I used to go to my cousin's house, and because there used to be a daycare, And time I got dropped off, I used to come outside, jump on the trampoline, and he used to come get me. And he used to, I used to just go with him. And then kind of find out later on, my mama used to go pay my cousin for taking care of me. He's like, nah, go pay Carzell, Uncle Carzell, she called him, or Cousin Carzell, because he didn't want to be taking care of him. So I remember those things and like a couple more things. And I was like, well, I wish I could have a sit down talk with him now.
Exactly.
Just see how like minds would be. And also, one of the main things is to see how he raised my damn daddy. That's one thing I wanted to see. Because I wanted to see if my daddy's the jackass or you the jackass.
You know what's so crazy, bro? It's like, now that I think about it, you mentioned that how he raised your father or whatever, your father, your dad. He had three daughters. He had all daughters. And then all his daughters had daughters except for my grandmother. But by that time, she went off and did her own thing. My great-grandfather had nothing but daughters. And all his daughters had daughters. Well, I take that back. But yeah, he had nothing but daughters. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting that you would say that, like how they raised him or whatever. Like,
because no, he only had sons.
Yeah.
Oh no, sorry, I lied. He had a daughter first, and then he had nothing but sons with my grandma. But then, like,
they adopted
two kids. But so he totally had, I think they had eight. But yeah, that sounds, because I want to sit and have a talk with him and just say like, yo, is you a jackass? Well, it's my dad is the jackass. It's one of the two.
Well, if you ask certain people out here, they'll say because it's sign.
Sign. Yeah. Oh shit.
That's what I'm gonna start saying to
people. Goddamn right, nigga.
That's what I'm gonna start saying to
people. The biggest jackass I ever met have been Capricorns, and you was one of them.
I ain't no jackass.
You, shit. I'm pretty sure I can ask four people. I'm pretty sure they say jackass.
Without bias.
Touche. If somebody just met you, nigga, of course they ain't gonna say, oh, you're a cool ass individual. Look at you. You dress good, nigga. You got everything that's matching, nigga. Look, y'all don't know how you can put blue and brown together and make it look good, but you did
green,
it.
This is green and this is black.
Turquoise, but you put blue, black, and brown together.
Why they put brown buttons? This is green, brown.
It's brown shoes, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. This is green, and green and brown go together. It's like camouflage in a sense.
But then black too? Black
exactly, yes. Look, bro, green and black go together. Black go with everything. Then you got the black with the black that goes into the brown, but you ain't even see this. And then I like the core that survived. If this is a fucking what that shit called? OnlyFans, I would have showed you. Coordinate. You gotta coordinate.
Oh snap. That's good. Yeah. Anyways, talk about names, talking about Pete's, talking about Lil Bill, talking about the Roscoes. So names. For instance, who's a real Superman? Is it Shaq or is it
Dwight? Well, you know the real
who's
Superman.
Who's a real MJ? Is it Michael Jordan? Is it Michael Jackson? Is it Magic Johnson? Who is it? Magic, I know that was
nobody.
A
stretch. Exactly. Nobody calls Magic Johnson MJ. But
what's the thing we saw like last month about Michael Myers? There's a lot of Michaels.
Yeah.
That shit was fucked.
But no, who does deserve? Because like, when you have Michael Jackson, you have Michael Jordan, both iconic figures.
Yeah, both the greatest. Arguably greatest in their craft.
Yeah, in their industry, they are supposedly the greatest.
One is literally the greatest. And we all know I'm talking about because you know I love LeBron.
Well, I mean, I feel like most people would say Michael Jordan's the greatest too. Which, whatever.
That's an argument. Michael Jordan is not an argument.
I feel like you would argue Michael Jackson and Beyonce too. I wouldn't do that.
But a lot of white people say Elvis, but that nigga stole shit, but I digress.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. And I'm not even going to go in on that because, I mean, people steal stuff every day. But anyway. Yeah,
I put Frank Sinatra with Elvis. I put Frank Sinatra with a lot of fucking people. But that's just me.
Right.
And I like old school shit.
Anyway, though, who was more deserving of that nickname, though, MJ? Michael Jordan or Michael Jackson?
I personally, being from the background I'm being from, I would have to say, when I think about MJ, now this is about to be weird as fuck when I say. This is about to be so fucking weird. When I say MJ, like the letter MJ, I think of Michael Jordan. But when you say MJ,
That nigga put enunciation on his shit. Check the enunciation of that shit. Think it's different. No, nigga. MJ. MJ. MJ.
It's like you got to put MJ. MJ. You know what I'm saying? MJ. MJ. You know what I'm saying? MJ. You know what I'm saying? You just like, they got to put a J on there. I think about MJ. I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you. When I think about MJ, my first thing I'm thinking about is fucking Spider-Man and fucking MJ. MJ from goddamn Spider-Man.
Okay, you're bugging.
That's what I'm thinking about. I don't ever put Michael Jackson in the form of MJ. I've never said that.
Well, I think it's because you are used to being in that universe as far as like
sports. But when you think about moonwalk, you say MJ did the moonwalk. I would never say MJ Michael Jordan did a moonwalk.
I understand that, but it's about references. Yeah, it's context. But it's about who deserves, because both of them are called MJ when it comes to giving them a nickname or whatever. But if we only had to give that nickname to one person, who would it be?
That comes into play.
Who deserves it more?
That comes into play.
Who accomplished more?
And I was about to say, no. Not who accomplished more. Who is the greatest at their craft?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's who accomplished more is Michael Jordan. 66?
What are you talking about?
66.
Who made finals? Music videos hot? I think he was like one of the first black people to ever be on MTV. When MTV was like, we don't do the whole black people thing. I think he was one of the first people to be. That's not an accomplishment?
100%, bro.
What?
Michael Jackson did 100%. Like, he every single time he went for a Grammy or whatever that shit is, Grammy or whatever that shit called, I don't know which one is which. Every single time he went over a Grammy, got a Grammy.
That's why I don't like niggas like you, bro. Huh? Because you literally, when your argument between Michael Jordan and LeBron, you'd be like, well, he didn't make it to the playoffs
over here. I said accomplishments. We're talking about going off accomplishments.
Okay, but even in accomplishments, you got to understand, you got to take the V into, you got to understand when the nigga didn't make it. It's like, all right, bet, that's an L for you.
Okay, bet, then we're going to go with Michael,
No, bro, let's go down the list, though.
No, if you want to go off accomplishments and what happened, we're going with the one that has the most statistical stats. We're going with Michael
Who's
Jordan.
Who's the most iconic? Seriously, because, I mean, you're talking about these awards on it, so let's scratch that. Who's the most iconic, Michael Jordan or Michael Jackson?
When you think about glove, you think about two people. You think about...
Wait a minute, let me see. Because let me give you my answer. When I think about the glove, I think about two... Oh, shit.
Oh, there we go. Hold on.
I think about three people.
Let me ask the person who you added on that.
Yeah.
Is he bald?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Who's the other two people? You think about the glove.
I think about Michael Jackson.
And
OJ Simpson.
Exactly.
And the third person was Gary Payton.
Gary Payton, yeah. We think about shoes. The first thing you're going to come about is two things. Nike and Jordans. Nothing else. Right?
Timberlands.
Okay. I don't think people.
And that's what I'm saying too. People, like Balenciagas too, bro.
No. I'm talking about sporting shoes.
Okay, bet.
You think about Nikes and Jordans. Who made Nikes? Who made tennis shoes? No. Who made tennis shoes a thing though? Real shit.
I don't know about that.
Converse came obsolete because
All Star. I mean, what's it called? Converse. Converse, and then they switched to more
because
of
who?
Michael Jordan. I think Michael
Jordan was such a kind of, because everybody was wearing shorts up here. Who's not wearing shorts down here?
That was a sign of the times, bro.
Who was the first person to start wearing shoes? Who changed the shoeing industry, bro? In fucking NBA, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan did all that shit, bro. I'm not.
Could Michael Jordan stand in front of millions of people and make a lot of them faint?
Don't do that. Who told you that shit, bro? I tell you, Beyonce did this shit.
We're not talking about Beyonce, but we're talking about the name of MJ. If you want to bring Beyonce, then we can talk about that. But we're not talking about that, though. We're talking about Michael Jordan and Michael Jackson. Who could just stand there in front of millions of people and make some of them faint?
Michael Jordan got a fucking clause in his contract to where I don't know if I can say this, but...
Heal the world.
Michael Jordan got a literal clause in... I don't know a clause. But he got it to where his employees cannot look at him.
Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. That's who. Who said that?
I don't know.
Got it. Michael Jackson said that shit. But nigga, who don't donate to black people at all?
Boom.
Yeah.
He wins every time because he wants to win.
Nah, you get I'm just saying though.
But my thing is, who's a more iconic individual?
Michael Jackson.
I say Michael Jordan.
No, it's not because internationally, bro.
Internationally,
the moonwalk, the lean. Go. Yes. What's your rebuttal? Huh? What's your rebuttal? That's not as popular as the lean or the moonwalk, bro.
The lean is not very popular.
You're bugging.
The moonwalk is okay. The moonwalk was stolen. He stole the moonwalk.
He didn't steal that.
He didn't steal it.
The nigga showed in the move and he made that shit popular. The nigga showed in the move.
Did anybody show Michael Jordan this?
I don't know.
No. Did anybody show Michael Jordan?
I don't know.
Did anybody show Michael Jordan he said Michael Jordan literally put on some fucking shoes and made them shit popular, bro. Little kids wanted to be like Mike. We didn't want to be like Mike. They want to be like Michael Jackson? No, they don't want to be like Michael Jackson.
They don't want to be like Michael Jackson? How many Michael Jordan impersonators do you know? Do you remember the time when we fell in love? All the fucking celebrity. Matter of fact, you want to talk about
the mailman don't come on Sundays.
Okay, you said Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson. You said Magic Johnson,
Space Jam.
Magic Johnson was in a Michael Jackson video.
Michael Jordan was
and
too.
Eddie Murphy.
Michael Jordan was
and
too.
And Naomi Campbell.
Michael Jordan was too. The fuck?
Okay, he was in a Michael Jackson video. He went in a Michael Jackson went in a Michael Jordan video.
But it doesn't matter. I'm saying who's the most iconic individual, bro.
Who? Okay, when I say I'm talking about internationally known. I feel like Michael Jackson music spread farther than any. But you can be having right. a nigga in the fucking jungle.
But not in China.
Only thing that Only thing bigger than Michael Jackson that might pass in the jungle is religion, Christianity. That might be it, bro. Mm. Outside of that, niggas ain't watching no Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan in the jungle.
Okay,
I feel like you go to the jungle right now, bro. A nigga might moonwalk across some leaves or some shit.
But I feel like motherfuckers know about sports than goddamn trying to be Michael Jackson, though. Right now, motherfuckers know about sports. Right now, motherfuckers try to see his tongue.
Because
right now, everybody.
About sports, you're talking about Michael Jordan, though.
No, 23 has what's the most famous fucking number ever? 23.
No.
Who
told you that?
23 is nigga. Everybody want to 23. Oh, it's my Jordan year. They don't say it's my Michael Jackson year.
They say it's my Kobe year, too. And they've been saying that too. And then your nigga wears 23 too, and they don't say nothing about him nowhere.
I swear to God, we can get up there and fight. Who would win that 1-on-1, goddamn it? Fuck that shit, nigga.
Who win what 1-on-1?
1-on-1 of goddamn one with fucking LeBron James and goddamn Michael Jordan.
Nigga. You're an idiot.
I put a billion on that shit.
Okay, bet.
Hell.
Okay. You can't even look me in my eyes and say that shit with confidence.
Anyways, let's go ahead and settle the debate. But everybody about to be like, nigga, why the fuck you even talk about this shit then, though? My thing is, I would definitely...
Billie Jean.
Yeah,
Thriller.
These are
moments.
I would definitely say who's a more iconic individual. I don't know. Who's a more iconic individual? I would have to...
You got 6 rings, a couple championships. You got 6 rings, couple of MVPs, and All-Star games. He got... Thriller, Billie Jean, Jam, Smooth Criminal. What are we talking about? Are we serious? You got to watch a 2-hour game to relive that shit. You got to listen to a 3-minute, 5-minute video, 10-minute music video to relive this shit again.
What's his nickname? What's Michael Jackson's nickname?
MJ.
It's not no goddamn Black Jesus. It's not no goddamn black.
And that's why we should let MJ have it.
It's not no goddamn
black. That's why we should let Michael Jackson have it.
Black Messiah?
That's why we should let Michael Jackson have it.
Is it Black Messiah?
Call this nigga something else.
It's the Black Messiah.
Because he got multiple nicknames. That's a good point because I wanted to bring that shit up too. We should just call him Black Jesus or the Black Cat or the Black Messiah.
I don't know why the Black Cat came into place.
Hey, that's what they call him.
I don't know why the Black Cat came into place. The Black Cat. Black Jesus is fire, bro. It's fire.
That's not good, though.
Yeah, I know you get it, but for somebody to call you Black Jesus, you got to have some respect.
Being that I've been spending, time with you, and I see what you like, mm-hmm. I get why you think that's such a big deal. Mm-hmm. But that's not cool.
I'm sorry. That's crazy because Jesus is black. That's a whole conversation for another day. Okay, granted. Because I know there's a group of some people that wasn't in the Bible. And definitely black people would.
But yeah, so.
But I digress.
Who's the MJ now?
Who's the MJ?
Just based on, we're not going to say, I mean.
I'll like, give I honestly, bro, I would never call Michael Jackson MJ.
But he deserves the name, though. Based on enough our criteria.
I still wouldn't call him Michael. I would never call Michael Jackson MJ.
I'm not talking about what you call him. A lot of people don't call MJ Muhammad Ali Ali. They call him Clay because his mama called him Clay. I'm not talking about what you're going to call him. I'm talking about, do he deserve to be called MJ based off of our criteria? Based off of, they both are called MJ, but if we just gave it to the nigga that accomplished more within their career, who would get it?
They're both internationally known. They're both.
Who's more internationally known, though, bro? You don't have people impersonating Michael Jordan. You have people impersonating Michael Jackson.
Cause you gotta that's a whole entire different realm, though. Impersonating somebody.
Kobe impersonated Michael Jordan.
He fell short.
That don't matter, though. He still impersonated him, though, and did a pretty good damn job.
He was one, or not one, obviously. Yeah, it was multiple actually, away from impersonating him. Well, I'm saying multiple. I mean the losses that he took in the finals. Since you like to count losses. Exactly. Crazy. Get there. Wasn't an accomplishment. I was losing the first round and losing the finals. Great.
Well, you talking about Kobe Bryant losing the finals?
Yeah. No.
How many times he lost in the finals?
I said.
Oh, twice? Twice. Exactly. What are you talking about?
I'm saying I'm saying people are like, oh, I'd rather get to the finals than lose. I mean, I'd rather lose in the first round than lose in the finals. I'd rather get to the finals shit. Hell. The fuck? I was great enough to get there. The fuck? Thank you. But anyways,
either way, not the same thing, though.
Okay,
bro.
Even going on to that, for instance, like who deserves to be the Jet? Kenny the Jet Smith or Jason Terry? It's obvious.
People don't know what you're talking about right now.
Okay, so the end of the debate about Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, let's go on that.
I give to Michael Jackson just for the sake of the argument. I give to Michael Jackson, but now. Even giving nicknames and stuff. Like, we stand on the topic. Giving nicknames. Jason Terry and Kenny the Jet Smith had a shootout for who would have that name. The Jet. Correct?
Yeah.
And our thing was, if we had to give a battle to who would have the name MJ, what exactly would they would have done? Because Michael Jordan is a good gambling man. It just depends on what they would have did.
Yeah, I don't know what they would have did. I don't know what they could have did to figure it. Like, if they had to go against each other in a certain competition to figure out who deserved that name, I don't know what they could have done.
But even going to Kenny the Jet Smith and Jason Terry, his name is in his name. Kenny the Jet Smith. You don't call Kenny Smith. You call Kenny the Jet Smith.
That don't make no sense, bro.
Who's first?
It don't matter.
Who's better?
Jason Terry.
Touche.
You got to understand something, bro. They call Jason Terry that name because that's his initials. I don't know his middle name, but Jason Terry and the E in the middle. That's his initials. The Jet. Mm-hmm. The Kenny the Jet.
No. They call them, because I don't know when they deemed it, but he used to do this.
His middle name.
Because he was fast as fuck.
Because his middle name, though, that's why he used to do that. That's why he used to be the Jet, because he used to do that because of his initials.
But
he didn't do this and then become the
but
Jet.
But he got deemed that name. Kenny the Jet Smith got deemed that
that's
name.
That's what I'm saying, though. I understand that. I understand that part. Just off the initials.
The truth got deemed that name.
Yeah, but just off the initials alone, the nigga deserved a name. Jet, based off the initials alone.
He got it because he was named. My thing is, if I get deemed the name, the Jet, because of my attributes, that's my name. I deserve the name. Deserve the name because that's your initials.
Yeah.
I got deemed that name because
of my ability. Yeah.
So that's why he should deserve. And my thing, Kenny the Jet Smith.
I think that's why they should fight it out. Well, not fight it out, but that's why they should battle for it, because one earned it
and one had it,
but still was fired though.
Yeah, he was a better player.
So we got to see who deserves his name. Then how are we going to do this? And they both had one thing in common. as far as like what they can still do after retirement, and that's shoot the basketball. Yeah. That's the last thing that go, and basketball is your jump shot. So let's shoot it out, and Kenny the Jet won.
Yeah, touche, touche. But at the end of the day, my thing is, it's just like, I feel like when you give somebody a name, that's different.
To a certain degree, because they gave you the name Lil Bill. But
I don't mind that, because they say I look like Lil Bill. And dang, I don't. My thing is, unless it's like a, it's like we used to call somebody back in the day Doodoo Bird. That's a different name. That's different because his last name was Bird, and I feel like you can put two and two together. He hated that goddamn name.
Two and two.
Yeah, they used to call me
the number two. And Doodoo.
Yeah. They used to call me because of the size of my head. They used to call me Head. I didn't like that shit. But I answered to it. My thing is, when you laugh with them, they stop it. Okay? Okay. Yeah, exactly. We all know that. But at the end of the day, so giving people the flowers, and I think giving the flowers is the whole entire essence of giving somebody their name. And I think you giving the flowers is giving them name as well. But let us know.
Get up, shit. That's why I'm glad you said that shit. Cause that shit don't make no goddamn sense either. So I'm glad you said that.
But anyways, Brody's man, let us know, bro. Like who deserves the name Michael Jackson? And obviously, like MJ.
Yeah, who deserves the name? MJ. I really want to hear y'all opinion on that. Yeah. Who deserves the name MJ more? Cause like everybody that watches this is not sports fans. Mm-hmm. So it'd be, but I'm pretty sure everybody that watches this, even if there is a sports fan, they know of Michael Jackson. Whereas people know about Michael Jackson, but they never seen him do anything before in his life. They just see the shoe. That's all they know.
And I was about to say that. A lot of motherfuckers that's going to listen to this have Jordans.
Yeah, but just because you have something means in style. I don't know who Timberland, I don't know what that tree mean or none of that shit. Mm. People were Tommy Hilfiger, don't know what they couldn't put any guy in the crowd. Mm. So I would like to hear
what,
that.
What do you say? Hoop earrings. Why were they wearing hoop earrings?
What?
Why people wear hoop earrings?
I don't know.
No. Not even because this. Why people wear one hoop earring in a motherfucking ear? Nigga, I saw that shit so much in the goddamn 90s. Look at every 90s movie, nigga. They got one hoop earring in that motherfucking left ear. You because of who? Because of Michael motherfucking
Jordan. You crazy. Goddamn. You crazy. You
anyways, ask the Brodies, bro. Who should be named the real MJ? Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan? And I'm not to be like too, like, you know, out there, but take life out of that. If you try to know what I'm trying to say, take like life and death out of that. Who should be really named Michael MJ? And also, real shit, like
the flowers,
real shit. Who
the
like,
people deserve it. The flower.
They're flowers. Like what do you describe? What do you determine give somebody their flowers?
Yeah. You know how do you define that?
Yeah, real shit. How do you define that? And like, who do you think deserves flowers right now? Because like I said, you never know who might be going tomorrow, bro. So that's why I say, yo, give people their flowers. Give people their like just.
Your family deserves their flowers.
Yes, everybody deserves flowers when you're around.
Niggas making
everybody that
the
you
dog.
Care about, give flowers.
As always,
Chadwick Boseman deserves flowers. That's why we all always want to say why he says Wakanda forever. Because I say that shit. Wakanda forever, nigga. That's why I get a nigga flowers. That's my flowers right there. At the end of the day, it is the one, the only C to the J.
And I'm last name Scott.
And this is Cizzy Bro Podcast.
Wakanda forever.
Peace.